Hello friends, let's start with chapter 21, last chapter, Understanding Return on Investment in Digital Marketing. I'm Professor Ashish Hathi, who's going to take you through this particular chapter. What is return on investment? If I had to make you understand, very simple verbatim, how much am I getting on amount that I have invested? It's a financial terminology. So here what happens, it tries to give you an idea as to how much have you earned over the investment that you have made. However, please note, this is a universally acceptable matrix to gauge whether your investment is paying you well or not. So the importance is guides decision making. You are able to knowing what is the return on investment, you are able to take objective decisions about allocating your resources. Many times return on investment indicators also helps you to take go no go decision. There are businesses where the known ROI is there, so that whether that ROI or if you invest money elsewhere, you will be able to earn better, that comes out. So let's understand the importance of ROI in business and marketing. Guides decision making. Your ability to know how much money you are making on an investment amount is a very important decision making driver. Also planning wise, also correction of your planned initiative if money is not yielding you the desired outcome. We will learn about it a little more. Evaluates profitability. As you see, that return means revenue minus cost of goods sold or all the costs being deducted. So as a result, it takes into account your profitability also. So you come to know that if you are spending over and above the industry standards in terms of expense, naturally your return on investment will be less. Benchmarking. Benchmarking means comparing. So ROI serves as a benchmark for companies to be effectively driving the resource spent, resource allocation. So company benchmarks its return on investment vis-a-vis other company. If you are favorable, yes, you have to try to become more favorable. If you are not favorable, look into it. Where are you not right? So this is the importance of it. Basic formula is there here in front of you. Return on investment is equal to net profit. Revenue minus cost of goods sold minus operating costs. So all the costs on sales, marketing, R&D, etc., etc., gives you net profit. So net profit divided by total investment into 100 gives you return on investment. So how do you interpret it? Positive return indicates profitable investment. Then the negative, if number is there, it indicates a loss on the investment amount. So a company is invested $10,000 and earns $12,000. The ROI is 20% because 12,000 minus 10,000, that is 2,000 over 10,000. So it is 20%. So this being the basic formula, let's now understand and connect the same with the digital marketing. In the digital marketing also, you have various digital platforms. You have various means, first of all, website, you have various social media. So likewise, where you are investing your money. So should you not get an idea about return on investment? So this is what in the digital marketing, when you apply this principle, you will come to know which channel, which initiative is yielding you the desired return. Now that being the case, your decision making becomes more objective driven. It helps you to divert fund towards more rewarding channel, more rewarding platform, and accordingly then you can optimize your budget spent and make more money. That's the power of resorting to ROI in digital marketing. So formula for that remains more or less same. Revenue from the digital marketing minus cost of digital marketing divided by cost of digital marketing. There it was a revenue divided by investment. So revenue here, revenue from digital marketing minus the cost. So there also you saw the 12,000 minus 10,000, so 2,000 has come. So that difference divided by investment. So here cost of digital marketing into 100 will give you the percentage in which your return on investment is. So that is what is the example given in the bottom. So how do you go about it? First of all comes the revenue component. Revenue component is various streams through which you are earning revenue. So you have various digital platforms created where probably you are making sales. So sales from the online advertisements. So you are putting a lot of advertisements, which is essentially there to divert people towards the landing page or your website where the commercial transaction is going to happen. So this tracking will know which online ad is generating you better return. Email marketing. So all the conversions rate that you see, the open rate, click through rate, and then the conversion rate gives you, the sales. Now that sales, when compared with the investment made in the email marketing, you get the ROI from the email. Same way for the social media. So that's on the revenue, various streams which may give you the revenue minus the cost behind it, divided by the cost behind it, gives you particular stream wise, channel wise revenue, ROI. Cost side, it's a spent amount that you spent on online advertisement, SEO, software tools, like you take a paid subscription of the analytical tools, etc. You resort to professional help on the content creation, scripting of a video, development of the blogs, etc. Salaries of the staff recruited for the connection, for doing the digital activity for you. So these are your cost components. So when ROI is calculated, this has to be taken into account. Now we are going to study the importance of ROI in digital marketing from different particular aspect perspective. Earlier I gave you a generic view. From the resource allocation point of view, ROI understanding gives you efficient budget allocation guideline. So you will give your more resource to the channel, the platform gives you better revenue, better ROI. You may transfer fund from low ROI to high ROI channel. So that way you optimize your budget spend, maximizing return. So when you do that optimization, what happens is you generate better revenue per amount spent. Example is, of course, given more budget to social media campaign. If social media campaign is supposed to be giving you better ROI. So this is what the importance from the resource allocation point of view, from performance measure point of view. Again, you are able to quantify your success matrices. You can work with the planned return on investment. You can have a comparison across the campaign. Various campaigns you did in a year, you can access the ROI. So you will know which nature of campaign with which offer gave you better return on investment. So that being the case from the performance management point of view, strategic decision making point of view, where it helps you to guide your future strategy, knowing in the past what has worked for you, giving you better return on investment, you can embark upon shaping up your future step, future strategies. What will happen is informed investment choices will be made. Which platform, which nature of campaign, etc. So you will plan something in line with that. So hopefully it is going to get you better return on investment. From competitive advantage point of view, it helps you to outperform the competition. You will know your ROI. You will be able to guess, find, determine the competition ROI. Now you know where you need to divert your resources, where you need to focus upon. With that knowledge, when you go ahead and invest, you are likely to be one notch above. Leverage the market. You are able to know the changing behavior, changing media habits, changing buying behavior. All this, when you divert towards developing your digital strategy, e-commerce strategy, the platform selection, will give you the competitive edge and therefore get you more revenue. So this is what has been mentioned to you in the example. Calculating digital marketing return on investment. We have seen this earlier through examples and all. So you are aware as to how the digital marketing ROI is calculated. It helps you with the profitability judgment and therefore helps you to improve your effectiveness and efficiency, and proper calculations, etc., informs you to take a data-based judgment, and thereby optimization is achieved. So identifying revenue from digital marketing. So how do you do this? So tracking revenue. you have to have various analytics been put in place, thing like HubSpot, Google Analytics, Salesforce, etc. They provide you with the data about channel-based revenue extracted, attribution. You can assign revenue accurately by using attribution model to determine which marketing efforts contributed to your sale. So that methodology will allow you to determine various campaign-based return that you have obtained. Revenue from PPC ad or revenue from email marketing or a social media marketing, etc. So you will be able to determine that. Calculate the total cost of digital marketing. Here the cost component, so all the expenses that will be there, the media cost, the software, the creation, the manpower, etc. You will get a detailed breakdown, okay, in a track specific cost of each campaign, and thereby you will be able to calculate more reliable, accurate return on investment as per the example given out here. So the total cost is calculated for you to understand. Now applying the ROI formula on the digital marketing, so revenue minus cost divided by cost. So here specific data that has been earlier presented to you extracted out here. So if the campaign has generated 12,000 revenue for which the cost is $8,000, so what you get is 12,000 minus 8,000, so 4,000 over 8,000 into 100. So that's what is your return on investment, 50%. Considerations for accurate calculations. To be able to do this accurately, attribution modeling. Use models like first click, last click, multi-touch attribution to really accurately assign credit to particular marketing efforts. So you will look at first click and the success rate, or the last click or the success rate, then the multi-touch point. Customer who's wanting to buy a holiday package will have a multi-touch point. He will go to the websites of particular company, aggregator, etc., travel partners, and then he will take a call. So he is coming to you through multi-attribution touch point. So you have to keep that in mind. Long-term value, consider the customer lifetime value, CLV. We have discussed this. For me, the lifetime value of Gillette to me, or my lifetime value to Gillette, is like my purchase over last 35 years. So you understand that also has to be taken into account. Intangible benefits, factors in non-monetary benefits like brand awareness, customer engagement, that contributes to the overall success of your campaign. But intangible benefits, long-term benefits, are your plan perspective, planning perspective, to be kept in mind while you select platform, while you select tools, etc. But calculation-wise, it's the financials that matter. Furthermore, look at the financial efficiency. Ensure that budget spent is spent on the right platform, right channel, for the right nature of campaign, so that you earn better. Strategy optimizations, where you have to look at various media, medium, platforms and channel used by you, whether that is data driven, you have to be careful about that. Justification of the spend, it helps you. Having ROI data linked to various channels helps you to not only propose it again, get more budget for that channel, etc. So there is a justification to the spend. Objective assessment. What are the key metrics for calculating digital marketing ROI? So this is what are used to arrive at ROI calculation. Cost per acquisition, CPA, measures the cost of acquiring new customer, crucial for budget optimization. So remember, friend, I wish to help you. It is not that these are the things required to calculate ROI. They go hand in hand with your ROI. ROI calculation method formula we have seen. So it is not that cost per acquisition is one of the part of the formula. No, it is going hand in hand. So cost per acquisition gives you the idea about how much are you spending for acquiring a customer. Crucial for budget optimization. So this idea will help you. If you overall you notice that your ROI is lower, you can look at this metrics. If the cost per acquisition is higher, reducing the same will improve your profitability and therefore your ROI. Conversion rate indicates the effectiveness of your campaign in converting more customer than the average. So every 100 customer visits your website, are you able to convert 20? Are you able to convert 10? Say 15 may be the average. So you are 20 means you are better, 10 means you are poorer. So now you can work to see that how your rate of 10 can become 20. That itself will mean that your money is getting better utilized. So that will reflect in your ROI. Customer lifetime value. Overall, how much profitable association that you have with your already acquired customer? Are you able to extract more and more, or making him shift from moderate level item to high level item, etc.? Revenue per click measures the revenue generated per click and thereby helps you to know how effective your communication was and how much attractive was it, the offer, so that people have utilized the same. Return on ad spend, ROAS, a critical metric to measure the gross revenue that you generate for every dollar that you spent. So this is also very important metrics which go hand in hand with the ROI. Click-through rate, we have earlier seen that it gives you the idea about effectiveness of your communication, both creative, content and offer. So that's what the click-through rate success indicator. So these are the metrics that you work around while you do your return on investment calculation, and studying with this gives you the idea of what needs to be improved upon. Maybe it will be more than one parameter. Collective outcome of that will be the improvement in your return on investment calculation. How well you are working on return on investment, etc. How do you optimize your digital communication? So one is, we have very clearly and again in time and again seen, is an A-B testing. Test your ad copy, offer, working of landing page, friendliness, etc. Many parameters, more than one, can be weaved into it together by creating different communication released among the harmonious same set of target customer, but in different part of the world or different area, and then you try to see how are they responding, and therefore which one has got you the better return. So that is how you do that, or you do campaign refinement. So once you have your data available, you exactly know which are the underperforming campaign, do the root cause analysis, and then avoid similar mistakes. Continuous monitoring, regularly track and adjust strategies. So once you start monitoring this, availability of real-time data and this combination will continue to throw at you the indication about performing, non-performing. Not only that, which one is becoming non-performing gradually. So all those aspects will help you to optimize by shifting money to more rewarding channels, platforms, etc. What is attribution model in ROI calculation? First click versus last click. Understand the impact of initial versus final touch point in conversion path. Determine whether conversions are taking in the early stage of a customer visiting your touch points, or did conversion is happening after customer go through various touch points. So that is one thing. Multi touch point attributes credits multiple touch points throughout your entire customer journey, providing a comprehensive overview that whatever various framework of communication that you have built surrounding his decision making facilitation is yielding you result or not. For certain items, say capital goods, for certain, say like going on an outstation, leisure vacation, people don't take in one click the decision. They go through multiple iteration. They visit same site multiple time, etc. So that's where this comes into picture. Choosing the right model. So it is very important. One of the above is to be first chosen, and then data regarding that is made available to you through the tracker, so that you are able to then work around attribution model specific ROI. Benefits of optimizing digital marketing ROI. When you do that, how do you gain out of it? It symbolizes that you have created an enhanced or increased visibility among your target set of prospective customer. It also symbolizes that budget allocation is on objective ground towards platform channel yielding you better result. it creates for you the competitive advantage where your campaign will continue to evolve and give you successful outcome. Thereby, you create a pressure on the competition, outperform them. Your visibility, brand awareness, and various other things will also increase and improve. Measuring digital marketing ROI, okay, this is coming again, so I'll be very quick. If the definition is given to you, that is profitability of your revenue over marketing efforts, that is the cost, and it gives you the effectiveness of your strategy, allocation of your budget, etc. is a determinant of it. Why do you do that? It tailors the measurement approach to specific digital marketing strategy. So each for specific strategy, for each campaign, you have this ROI being calculated. So overall focus is to align ROI with overall business goals. Is this generation of ROI taking you to the desired business objective, business goals? And strategy, of course, should be to provide clear picture of what's working and what needs to be improved upon. So that is how you get into measuring and improvisation. When it comes to content marketing, there are certain metrics to be tracked to determine the return on investment. Website traffic, time to site, and engagement metrics. Again, these are the supportive other metrics which gives you an alignment, sync with the ROI. You come to know where you stand, and that will help you to determine the cause. So website traffic is not the determinant for ROI calculation. But having done that, then having a statistics of website traffic, engagement on site, conversion rate from specific content on the websites or the specific content, so to say, blog, etc., lead generated through blog, through YouTube, through website, etc., social share, and you know their contribution in the your total revenue. So these are those indicators which will help you. Calculation, it's like measure revenue generated from various leads interacting with your content. Even that affiliate marketing has added out here. Divide it by the cost of content production and promotion. Consider long-term content value and recurring traffic, recurring profit, etc. So this is how the content-based ROI understanding is obtained. Vis-a-vis search engine, again, this is a parallel additional metrics. Organic growth in the traffic. How much more people are coming on their own, not through your paid digital communication. Improvement in the keyword ranking chosen by you. Your click-through rate improvement. Convergence from the organic traffic. And then your cost saving from the organic traffic. So you have spent money, but now if that is leading to more better hit rate, more better unique visitors, and therefore the conversion, etc., it is paying you somehow. Coming to search engine optimization based ROI, these are the additional information that you should collect. Organic growth in the traffic over time, how much improvements in the keyword ranking, how have your click-through rate has increased, okay, then conversion from organic search traffic. So how much conversion you are able to get through a traffic coming to you naturally because of your search engine optimization. And cost saving means how much saving you are achieving. Now when you will start spending on SEO, after that the surge is expected. When surge will happen, the rate of conversion, the rate of reach, etc. will come down. So that's what the cost saving means. It's not that the total cost saving, but cost saving per customer, per lead, etc. Again, here compare revenue from various organic search traffic to the SEO cost that you have. So various organic properties that you have around which you have done the search engine optimization, compare the traffic and the revenue and the cost thereof. So factor in the cumulative benefit of sustained SEO effort. So this is done over a period. It is not a one-time calculation. I did an SEO activity 15 days later, I don't do it one time. It will happen maybe at a periodic interval, because you have to keep the long-term focus of SEO, whether it is paying you or not. Pay-per-click, again, there are a few attributes that you have to be aware of, metrics. So cost per click. So on the overall spend that you've done, the certain clicks that you've received, so how much is the cost per click? This has to, over a period, go down because you are putting a lot of activity on SEO and other things. conversion rate from PPC campaign. So rate of conversion also should go down. Acquisition rate, that is, has to increase. Earlier you were able to acquire 10%, now should you not acquire 14%, then 18% likewise. Return on ad spend. So this is like every advertisement that you did, how much return are you generating? Quality score, impact on the placement of the ad, etc. So overall, considering this, you get into the calculation of ROAS, revenue from PPC campaign, divided by total PPC spent. Immediate feedback, PPC offers you quick insight about your campaign effectiveness, and you are able to balance between cost per click and return on investment. So that's a power. Social media marketing based ROI. Additional metrics, the metrics that you do is engagement rate. So that is like, share, forward, etc., comment and all. Conversion rate. So how much traffic has gone to your landing page and got you the sale. Growth in the follower, followers engagement, click-through rate. Again, there also on a social media ad that you might have put in. So broadly, in terms of awareness, growth and all, which will come to you through the brand insight study. Calculating it is like total revenue from various social media platforms being engaged by you divided by social media spend. Once you analyze, you will know the effectiveness of organic initiatives versus paid social media initiatives. That itself will set a benchmark for you. Assess the ROI of multi-platform social media campaigns. This is one example. One can do this calculation and determine. You have to do this, as I told you, vis-a-vis the earlier metrics that has been provided to you. Email marketing. Again, there are various metrics that you have to simultaneously have. So things like open rates, click-through rates, unsubscribe, bounce rate, etc., conversion rate, all those things are there. The growth in the subscriber, how many more names you are getting, the engagement metrics of your email campaign, revenue that you generate, lead that you generated, the lead generation rate, revenue generation, etc., unsubscribe, all those are the simultaneous parallel tracking points you have. So while you sit on ROI, this thing, you have to see the total revenue that you got through a specific email campaign divided by the cost of email marketing. Here, of course, you have to factor in the lifetime value of customer, because email marketing is also not one time. It is that you have acquired a customer and a link with that customer. Email is the one solid foundation. You measure it over a long time. So ROI from the personalized email marketing campaign, you can see it over a period of few campaigns, then you probably can arrive at certain sound conclusions. Affiliate marketing, I have told you what is affiliate marketing. So how many affiliates driven sales you are getting, or number of affiliates per revenue of 1 lakh rupees. Likewise, traffic that affiliates are pulling in towards your landing page or your website, then the conversion rate, revenue per affiliate link, so how much revenue you are generating for each affiliate. Okay, cost of managing the supporting affiliate program. To promote affiliate, you may do certain supportive campaigns. So what was the cost of it, and performance of top affiliates versus average, below average, those working can be worked out. So when you get onto it, revenue from various affiliates minus the commission and overhead cost. So divided by, here the revenue is revenue minus cost, as they say. So that cost is the commission, overhead, etc., and divide the total investment that you made in the affiliate program. Evaluate this vis-a-vis the scalability on long term. It's not that one time activity. Again, overall affiliate program is to reach to the particular threshold. So you have to monitor it over a period and consistently. So you have to nurture those who are high performing, make them do far better. Maybe you decide average one, you have to take them to the high level, but certainly with the non-performing and all, you should discontinue. So that way you can optimize influencer marketing. More or less, as the affiliation and all those things in social media, as I told you, here you have engagement rate that influencer bring for you vis-a-vis their follower. Now, once that has happened, how much traffic the influencer brought onto your e-portal or that portal from where the revenue is getting generated. So all those conversions and various things you can calculate. within the community, the brand mention, the comment, etc., that you get, etc., this is through the social listening. Of course, you have to keep in mind the overall long-term sentiment out here. So while you get into calculation of ROI through influencer marketing, it's revenue per influencer. Something it will be similar to like affiliate program minus the influencer fee divided by the campaign cost. Assess the qualitative impact of influencer, whether the brand has leveraged the positive rub-off or not. So calculate the ROI for an Instagram influencer campaign promoting maybe your new product launch or a particular new product line. So that way you can do it. Of course, keep the long term in mind.